7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and 3 weekends in a row, we're getting snow here in southern Maine, where I live. And I just took a quick look at the radar, and it looks like it's rain on Cape Cod and up to Boston. And then Boston west and north, it's snow. And the prediction last night was 8 to 10 inches of additional snow. But the temperatures are right on that edge, 32 degrees, so we never know what's going to happen. It could get heavier or it could change back to rain, and then you'll have a real mess on your hand. But other than that, sit back, get yourself a cup of coffee, get out your notebook pad, and call this number, 855-660-4261. A month from now, once we get into brighter days and the weather gets nicer, you'll have a problem to get through because there'll be a lot of people calling for information. So while it's quiet, pick up the phone, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Dan from New Jersey with a question about green sand.
Dan, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. Green sand, I've noticed it cropping up.
Yeah.
What is it? Where would you use it? And would you mix it with ProMix?
Okay. Green sand is an organic fertilizer. It's a slow-release product. It's something that you could mix lightly with potting soil, but it's basically used in the flower garden, vegetable garden, or around trees and shrubs. It's a product like dried blood or cottonseed meal. It's a naturally occurring organic product that will help to fertilize your garden. It's an old-fashioned food that still is being used in some of the organic fertilizers. You don't find it very often. It was something that my dad and my grandfather used many, many years ago when they were gardening. And with the new mixes of organic fertilizers, having it already blended in it, it's a lot easier than buying cottonseed meal, bone meal, green sand, and a few other products in a 50-pound bag, blending it together and making your own formulation. But it's a good product. It will help the microbes in your soil to become more active. They'll multiply. They'll improve the quality of your soil. It will help with root development of your seedlings and your mature plants. And what I like about some of these organics is that once you work them into the soil, it's not something that you want to put on top of the garden. Blend it in at the time of planting. they will last for a 3 or 4 month period, and that will get that plant off to a good start, a good, healthy, rich foliage, stronger stems, and you're getting away from the use of chemicals. So it's a good product. Go easy, follow the recommendations, and work it into the soil. Now, what you can do is, if once your ground is snow-free, is beginning to thaw, you can broadcast it over the whole garden. Same day, buy a bag of lime. Broadcast the lime in your garden. Or, being that it's, you know, a new season and you want to get results faster, there's a company called Jonathan Green, and they're only found in the independent garden centers. And they have a product called Magic Cal. And Magic Cal replaces lime in your soil. And the big difference is this. Lime will take up to 6 months to work to change the acidity in your soil, to make the soil less acid and to slow down and kill moss. Magic Cal will do the same thing in 6 weeks. Now, if you have a wood stove, Dan, or a pellet stove, or you know somebody that burns wood, and you can get the wood ash from a fireplace or a fire pit.
Yeah, well,
wood ash, a five-gallon bucket will cover 1,000 square feet in your lawn and change the acidity, just like Magic Cal does.
Well, would you use Magic Cal, or would you use the lime pellets rather than the powder?
Well, the lime pellets are regular limestone that's been pulverized into, like, flour.
Right.
Okay? And then what they do is they put it in a pellet form so that if you have a rotary spreader instead of a drop spreader, you can apply it with the rotary spreader and do the job a lot faster. Once it gets wet, that pellet falls apart because it's like powder and gets into the ground, but you still have to wait up to 6 months. So it's the convenience of using a pellet for the rotary that will do 6 feet of lawn when you apply it, but you still have to wait the time.
Okay. I got it, and I thank you very much.
I thank you, Dan, and you have a great weekend. Hopefully you're getting some rain where you live.
We are.
And if you get a chance, well, we need some rain. That'll fill the water table so that when we get into July and August, hopefully we'll have a lot in the water table, and the town won't put restrictions on your watering that you need for the gardens. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We have open lines, so give us a call. We'll get you right up, and you'll have a great chance to get some things, some questions that you have. Don't be scared to call. Don't say to yourself, oh, I've got a dumb question. There is no dumb question in gardening. You're dumb if you don't ask the answer. You've got to find the answer so that you don't run into a problem later. And the season's running crazy. I have a good friend who lives in Florida. Her name is Judy. And I was talking to her the other night, and she was telling me that her camellias in Florida are almost done blooming. The azaleas, which should be just coming out right now, are at their peak. And some of the earlier varieties are beginning to go by. The dogwoods, the southern dogwoods, are all in bloom. She lives in St. Augustine. The red buds are in bud and bloom. So the season is early, And, oh, the other thing she said is the oranges, the lemons, the limes, the grapefruit, which normally don't flower until the middle of March in Florida, are in bloom right now. So the people are picking oranges and grapefruits and lemons and limes, and the tree is making flowers for the fruit for next year at the same time. That's how crazy the weather is. And it's all headed our way. You know what it's been like where you live. More snow than you've had in a couple of years. Cold weather and then warm weather. So it's going to be a very interesting season. So get ready so that when it does arrive, you're ready for it. And you can get out in that yard and get it done. Believe me. Get ready now, because the season is coming. We've been talking about starting seeds. A lot of them, it's time to get started, but go to the email newsletter, www.paulparent.com. Go to the website, click on email newsletter, put your email address. And next Thursday, you'll have a free email newsletter. And you can look in the archives at all the stories that I've written in the last 4 years. They're all there just for you.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with the question about woodchucks.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. My question is in regards to the best way to prevent woodchucks from getting into my vegetable garden. I have a we've moved into an old farmhouse last summer and put in some raised beds, and come to find out that we have woodchuck living in the bramble bushes, and I think she's probably the culprit, because I had absolutely nothing. Everything came up, but nothing grew. It just got eaten down to nothing. The only yep. thing that I was able to grow were my zinnias, and all the vegetables got eaten. And so I was thinking about putting up electric fence. I don't know if that's going to prevent the woodchucks, and if that is a good solution, then how many strands and how high I would need to put those.
Okay. I'll tell you a couple things that I've had real good results with. Number one, if you know where the woodchuck's hole is,
mm-hmm.
I want you to get a bucket of used, and I mean used, kitty litter.
Mm-hmm.
And dump it in the hole, push it in as far as you can, and then take another couple buckets of water and pour it to flush the used kitty litter into the hole. And you know what kitty litter smells like.
Oh, yeah. We have two cats.
The animal will not appreciate the kitty litter and will move. They'll dig a new hole, and then you do the same thing there.
Okay.
And eventually you can move them out.
Okay.
Now you don't need to use electric fencing. The woodchuck okay. will dig underneath the fence.
Okay.
So I had a problem, and what I did is I bought an inexpensive 4-foot tall fence. And you can buy them at nurseries, garden centers, the big box stores. And what you do is the woodchuck will come up to your fence, see he can't go forward, dig a hole, and go underneath.
So what you do is you take your posts, put all your posts around the garden, take the 4-foot fence, and take the very first foot of the fencing and lay it flat on the ground. And then the other 3 feet come up. And you go all the way around the garden. When you get to the corner, cut the wire so that you can bend it easily. And then you can buy like a giant push pin when you buy your fencing. They're made out of aluminum. And you would pin, excuse me, you would pin that foot of wire to the ground. The woodchuck will walk up to the fence, can't get over it, will begin to climb, will begin to dig, and he'll hit the wire.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not smart enough to know that if he backs up a foot, he can get into the soil and go underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that, and the problem has stopped.
Now, so what kind of fencing are you using?
I just happened to find chicken wire on sale at a good price. But you can use any kind of wire.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be anything special. You do want to find something that's galvanized so that it doesn't rust.
Right. And are you burying the
foot? But it can be.
The foot that you
have?
No,
you don't need to
bury it. Okay.
You just take the fence, measure a foot, fold it,
mm-hmm.
push it on the, lay it on the ground, step on it,
mm-hmm.
and then pin it directly to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if there's grass around the garden, when you mow, you're not going to pull up the fencing and
right.
get it stuck in your lawnmower. And the animal will start to dig. He'll hit the wire. It can be 2-inch squares. It can be 3-inch squares.
Right.
But anything that you can get a good deal on that's galvanized with a 2x3 or some kind, or even chicken wire, and believe me, it works great.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tom, who's next? Oh, we're coming up on a break. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we are going to give you some great information on how to protect your trees, your shrubs, and your vegetables with an organic product. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95 shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and if you live in the Northeast, we're getting another batch of snow on the weekend. 3 weekends in a row. Will it ever end? Yes, because spring is only 27 days away. And that's usually a signal that things are going to change. Daylight savings time, 18 days away. And you're probably noticing when you're getting up in the morning that the sky is a lot brighter. And the sun is higher in the sky. And that's some indications that things are beginning to change. It's also an indication of a time where we're going to begin to treat our fruit trees and berry bushes with a fungicide and insecticide that are natural to eliminate a lot of the insects and the disease problems that you normally have. So joining us this morning is Art Cockett from the Bonide Company to give you some ideas of some of the great products that are out there, easy to use, simple and safe to help you to have less problems during June, July, and August when the bugs are really active. So if we can kill the eggs now, that will help a great deal. Art, good morning.
Oh, my goodness, Paul. I think they put me on at the wrong time.
I read my notes wrong. I forgot it was you. It's the bird lady that's on this morning. And we have problems with birds today. Oh, Sienna, I'm sorry.
I'm I'm listening to you because you're giving some good information. I'm just like, yeah, it is. That's right. It's I'm like, wait a minute. I can't talk about fungicides.
I looked at the wrong page of notes, Ian. I apologize for it. But you have got your job ahead of you because the snow this year has been incredible. The weather has been cold, but things are beginning to level off a little bit. And I've noticed that the suet that the birds have been eating, and I picked up some of your parfait-flavored suet. And I have woodpeckers that I have never seen before in the yard. They're going crazy. You thought I put ice cream out there for them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm listening to you talking about daylight savings time. Spring is around the corner, and I'm getting excited because spring is a very exciting time of the year for birding as well. And, yeah, the birds are just going crazy, especially now with all the snow that we've been getting. These birds are hungry. You know, all the natural foods that they could get are all covered with snow, so they're hitting the feeders. So we want to keep those feeders full, and yes, get suet out there. Give them the fat. They just love it. But I'm just so excited about this. I mean, where I am, I'm not getting the snow that you guys are getting up in the northeast of Maine and stuff like that. We just had some icy, misty, sleety and stuff like that. But the other day, I have some daffodils popping their noses up, and I swear, I had a goldfinch that was a little bit more yellow than normal. So I don't know if that's wishful
thinking or
what, because it is a little bit early. But, yeah, things are changing, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine from Florida, and she said that the goldfinch in Florida are beginning to change colors. So maybe some of those have decided, well, let's go north early this year and see what's up there. They're going to be in for a surprise.
I know.
But let's hope that yellow does continue.
Absolutely.
Now, Cian, with all the snow and with a lot of the native wild plants covered, what should we consider if we're feeding primarily songbirds? What would you suggest are a couple good blends of seed and why?
Well, we make a couple of nice blends. One of my favorite is a blend called Nut and Berry, and that is high in sunflower, and it's got some pistachios in there, and it's got cranberries and raisins. So it's a good overall mix. So that one is one of my favorites. Now, I do have one of my feeders that I put our fruit and berry in, and now that's high in sunflower as well, but it has five different fruits in it. It's got apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. So it's got a lot of fruit in it. So I like those two blends out there. And for our goldfinches, I use our mix called Special Finch, and that's a combination of Niger seed and finely ground up sunflower chips. I fill that in the socks and in the tubes, and they just love it. So those are some of the good mixes to have out there.
Now, if people go to the website, they can see a picture of the bag and the product, and it will tell them a lot more about it, right?
Absolutely. Check out our website. There's a lot of good information on there as well.
Now, how important is it at this time of the year? I know a lot of us have been feeding the birds since the fall. When do we look at the possibility of next time we fill it, should we clean it, or do we wait till a certain time for the cleaning process?
Well, you know, you should always check your feeders, especially, you know, with weather, you know, any moist weather, whether it's rain or snow, you should always check your feeders to make sure that your ports aren't clogged, because that moisture does get into the ports, where it can, you know, make the seed wet, and it'll clog it. Now, if you get out there right away and the seed's only been wet for a little bit of time, you don't have to throw that seed away just because it's wet. What I've done is I open up a newspaper, I dump the seed out, I spread it out, and I let it air dry for a couple hours. And in that time, you know, I inspect my feeders, maybe give it a quick brush. And then when the seed's dry again, I just fold it, the paper up, and I funnel it back in. I mean, seed's expensive, so you don't want to just keep willy-nilly throwing it away. You know, if it's been wet for a few days, then I would say throw it away, because in that time, that moisture can, fungus and mold can develop, so you want to throw it away. That's why I say whenever we have a heavy rainstorm, you know, as soon as the storm's over, get out there and check your feeders and make sure they're okay.
You know, a few weeks ago, you gave me a great idea, and we have a bird feeder. Well, we have two bird feeders in the backyard, and what I did in the fall, I bought a crane that holds two hanging baskets.
Okay.
It's about 1-inch thick steel. It comes up, and then there's two hooks, and you can hang two hanging baskets on it. So I decided I'm going to hang a tube feeder on one side and a platform feeder on the other. It's 6 feet off the ground, so it wouldn't be a problem for the squirrels.
Right.
Well, I didn't realize that those little buggers could shimmy up the pole.
Oh, yeah.
And they were eating that bird food so fast that the birds were having a tough time getting there because of squirrels. And at one point, Sian, I had 12 on the bird feeders. So you know what I did?
I took
your advice. I went to the hardware store, and I bought a 5-foot piece of stove pipe.
Okay.
And put the stove pipe around my hang basket crane, and it's a 4-inch diameter. Well, the squirrels cannot put their claws into the metal, cannot climb up, and for the last 2 weeks, just the birds have been feeding, and I figure I cut the amount of bird food that I've had to buy by 50%, and the birds are getting 50% more bird food because the squirrels are not all eating it.
But I'll bet you them squirrels keep trying, don't they?
They'll jump up and try and grab a hold of it. I've seen a couple that have jumped up, hit the pole, and then caught the tube feeder and have been able to get up there. But most of them have now moved on. And the birds are having a ball, they're eating the food, and I'm feeling a lot better.
Yes, I mean, squirrels, there's no way to get rid of them. You just need to, you know, find ways to manage them. And what you've done is excellent. I'm a big advocate of using, you know, different squirrel baffles and using them correctly. And then there's an assortment of squirrel-resistant feeders. I never say proof, because there's always one that figures out how to get around it, but squirrel-resistant feeders,
oh, yeah.
You know. So there's ways around the squirrels.
Now, at this time of the year, we know that they need to get a lot of fat in their body because of the cold weather and the snow and everything else. What is the top 2 or 3 seeds that you would recommend to have in a blend for your bird feeding enjoyment?
Well, of course, number one is going to be sunflower. I mean, that is very high in fat in itself, and the birds just love it. Also, peanuts or any type of your nuts, again, you know, high in fat for them. So those are some of your best ones. And then I like fruit. I do like to offer them fruit in the mix as well. You know, it's variety. You give them variety. I mean,
yeah.
We don't want to eat the same thing every day. You know, you only derive certain nutrients from each individual ingredient. So giving them a variety opens them up to all the nutrients that they need. So, but I would go with sunflower and nut meats are going to be your higher in fat and give them the energy they need for their metabolism.
So if you've got two bird feeders, fill one with sunflower and then one with like a berry and fruit mix to give them a good choice.
Right, that's what I do. Like I said, my one feeder has got nut and berry in it, and my other feeder has our fruit and berry mix in it, and the birds just absolutely love it. But I also want to remind everybody at this time of the year, with all the cold weather, make sure you got water for them out there. Bird baths are very important, heated bird baths especially. Now, my company was actually contacted by one of your listeners. Her name is Susan, and she was looking for a sprinkler for her bird bath. Now, you can go online and you can Google bird bath sprinkler, and they come up with different systems of either attaching it directly to your sprinkler system so it automatically fills your bird bath, but there's also bird bath drippers. Now, what I have is a bird bath leaf mister, and basically I use it in the summertime because the winter is just too cold for it, and I set it up near the bird bath, and it sets out a fine mist of water that the birds can frolic in, and also the hummingbirds do like it a lot, too. But water, keep that water out there.
Now, if you don't have a bird feeder, you probably are going to have a tough time trying to find one at a garden center right now. And last time we talked, I told you what I did is I took a trash can lid. I washed it really, really well. I put it right near the bird feeder itself. And every morning after breakfast, I would run a tea kettle full of water, get it good and hot, dump it in the bird feeder. It would melt all the ice. And within a half an hour, it was like people at the beach.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with C.N. from Wild Delight Bird Food Company. And C.N., tell our listeners about something very unique and how you're the only company in America that does this to their bird food by adding things like vitamins and minerals to your bird food, and why you do this?
Well, just to help the birds get a little bit of an extra boost. You look at what they have to deal with outside, you know, the stresses of weather, pollution, loss of habitat. So we just want to help them as much as possible. And for the same reason that a lot of people take a multivitamin, it helps the birds as well. So we have the different vitamins, minerals, amino acids, electrolytes for healthy feathering, healthy red blood cells, and even healthy reproduction for, you know, the springtime when they're all looking to nest and have babies.
So that's something that would help them to have more eggs, or eggs that are going to be more viable during the spring season.
Correct. More viable eggs, the healthy eggshells for healthy babies, so we can enjoy them for years and years.
Exactly. Oh, that's wonderful. And I know I've looked at many packages when you go to stores that sell bird food, and, you know, they just said they list the seed and that's it. But when you look at your package, it has all of this, which is a big surprise, and people probably don't realize it, how important it is that you do add this to keep them healthier. And this year, with the weather being up and down and the amount of snow, it really is helpful. I did
Absolutely.
Have a question. I had a woman who called me the other day, and she has a bird bath, and she lives in the Providence area. And the weather hasn't been as cold there as it has been where I live in southern Maine. And she said her bird bath is growing a green mold.
Oh.
And she was wondering if she should wash the bird bath and get that out, or will it not affect the water that the birds are actually drinking?
I would wash that. That's not healthy for them. And, you know, just get a nice scrub brush, some hot water. I'm a little leery on using, you know, certain detergents. There are some extremely mild dish soaps you could use, but you could use just hot water and white vinegar and just give it a good scrub out and rinse it and fill it up. But the green algae mold, that's not good. Get it on out of your bird bath.
So a good clean bird bath is the way to go.
Absolutely.
What I did with mine in the fall when I put it out there is I bought a wire brush at the hardware store. Cost me like $3. And I did exactly as you said. I added water, some vinegar, took my wire brush, and cleaned the inside out. And in 5 minutes, it looked like it was a brand new bird bath. It was beautiful.
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't want to take a bath in a green bathtub.
No. No. That wouldn't be any fun at all.
No. So let's help keep our birds healthy by giving them some fresh, clean water.
Okay. Now, if people would like to get more information and find a store where they sell Wild Delight bird food, how do they do that?
Simply by going to www.wilddelight.com.
And they can find a dealer locator right there.
Correct. We have a store locator. You just put in your zip code, and you have a choice of how many miles you want to travel, and just hit go, and it'll bring up all the stores and that you can find our product in.
And what other type of information is on your website, CN?
A lot of the information on Honor Mixes itself, the exact ingredients, and that's important. Like you said, you need to read the ingredient panel on the product itself. Know what you're buying. Because remember, not all seed is seed, and not all birds eat all seed, and there's a lot of junk that's put into bags. So read the back panel, the ingredient panel, know what you're buying.
Now, the two seeds that you do not want in a seed blend, what are those?
Cracked corn and red Milo.
So remember that. When you're going to the store and you're buying bird food, if you see cracked corn and Milo looks like a red BB, don't buy it because they're just going to throw it out of the feeders. And if there's a lot of cracked corn and Milo on the ground, the squirrels will come. CN, thank you, and you have a great week.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.